There's a liner straight to Richardson. The ball game is over and the World Series is over.
Idea here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting May's jump time, and Cepeda and Prager at it, and Cepeda gets it a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! 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 Ow!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. We're talking sports, smack, comedy, politics, you name it. For the next 2 hours, anything goes, baby, on the toll-free. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And I'll be joined by my all-stars in a couple of minutes, Dominic Cadwallader, and of course, the great Zach Hitachyum. But we're talking, man, Major League Baseball, the Giants, well, 2010, 2012, 2014, World Champions, 2016, not looking so good. The Chicago Cubs, this is their year, baby. 1908, the last time I think they were in the World Series, let alone won it. 1908, long time, 108 years. Yeah, the Cubs are due. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. We'll be joined by Charles J in hour number two, talking numbers with the man from PlaysByJ.com. We'll talk combat sports. Coach Tim Thompson will be here, and guess what? I can't wait for this. Keith Olbermann's here tonight, live on Sports Byline. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field, up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets, TicketsAlways.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
October. What does that mean in the U.S. of A? It means the World Series. Of course, Major League Baseball, the playoffs, and of course, the San Francisco Giants, champions of 2010, 2012, and 2014. Well, you know, that's quite a thing to win a World Championship like two years. To win a World Championship once, I mean, that's the Chicago Cubs, 1908, or something like that. Anyway, but it's pretty ironic when you go 2010, 2012, 2014, and 2016, like, you're supposed to be the cinch domino. You win the World Wild Card, it's going to be like a free trip to the World Series. Man, the Giants are playing a tough team, the Chicago Cubs. And you know what? I know the Giants have been there before, but the Cubs haven't, so I'm pulling for the Cubs. Speaking of the Cubs, let's bring in my Cubs. I'm talking about my all-stars, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. First goal with Zach. Zach, how's things in L.A.? We got our Dodgers and Nationals hooking it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's 1-0 Dodgers right now. The game today was postponed for tomorrow due to rain delay, so we'll see how that goes. Rich Hill, former Oakland A, is set to start.
Okay, so where's our ace going to play? Where's Kershaw at? Where's he going to do? When's he going to play?
He played the first game and they won. He wasn't like Kershaw sharp. He gave up three runs, but that was enough for them to win the game.
Well, you know, and that's what's happening, because, you know, we talked about this before, is that it's going to be him down the stretch. I mean, you know, the Dodgers are Clayton Kershaw, just like the Giants are Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Dom, the Giants not looking too good, baby, down 2-0.
No, Giants don't look good at all. The optimist in me says, hey, they've come back down 2-0 in an NLDS before, 2012 against the Reds, but this is not the Reds. These are the Chicago Cubs, 2016, far superior to the 2012 Reds.
The way I look at it, and I'm just, you know, I'm a distant guy. I'm looking at baseball, not really as close as you guys do, but I look at the Giants not being able to put runs on the scoreboard. That's been their story for the last since the All-Star break, right, Dom?
Yep, the entire lineup has just struggled, top to bottom almost. There's no one guy I can point to that was standout in terms of keeping up his production in the second half.
So the Giants, they shouldn't even be in. I mean, as miserably as they played down the stretch, they shouldn't even really be in the playoffs. And maybe this is one time where the wild card put up a team that really didn't belong in the playoffs per se, Dom.
No, I disagree with that, because I mean, if the Mets won, I don't think the Mets lineup is much better. And if the Cardinals have won, their pitching is far less superior to the Mets or the Giants. And the Giants, it's not that they didn't belong in the playoffs. It's that the Cubs are that good of a team. I mean, it's a team that won 103 games.
Sure, I understand that, Don. But what I'm looking at post-All-Star game. I mean, they had the worst numbers post-All-Star game of just about any team, period. They did horribly. I mean, down the stretch, and this sort of reminds me of, I think, 2010, where they won a couple of games they weren't supposed to, and all of a sudden it was timing. Remember we talked about timing before and how the Giants seemed to win at the right time? Well, they won at the right time this year, because down the stretch they weren't looking like a playoff team, were they?
They didn't play like a playoff team, but they were still a playoff team, if that makes sense. The team is very talented. They're very good. They had the make, the build, the experience to do well in the playoffs if they were able to get in. And the unfortunate part is that through two games, Johnny Cueto gave them an absolute gem on Friday night. Complete game, gives up the one run to Javier Baez on the solo shot. Unfortunately, the offense couldn't cash in the runners. We'll talk about it more in a little bit.
Here's what's up. If you're in the advanced playoff series of Major League Baseball, and you can't score a run, I mean, you know, as good as the Chicago pitching is or not, the Giants are supposed to be to have these big bats. They're supposed to come out and like just kick ass. And obviously they haven't been kicking ass much down the stretch. And like I said, I think they sort of backdoored their way into the playoffs, but they did it a couple years ago and won the World Championship. I would think that the Chicago Cubs are on a hell of a roll right now. And like the Cleveland Cavaliers coming into the Golden State Warriors hometown for Game 7 of the NBA Finals, momentum is with the Chicago Cubs, Zach.
Well, certainly. I mean, it's going to be hard for the Giants to come back. But if any team could come back, it would be the Giants.
I really think you guys are blowing Bruce Bochy up a little bit too much. I mean, let's be honest. He's done things before. He reminds me of a guy that can, you know, he's got a 10-speed bike, and he gets a flat, and he fixes his own flat. He patches his own flat to the side of the road, and he keeps going. I mean, he's a self-made guy. He's made 3 world championship teams in less than 5 years, 6 years. So he's got to have some props. There's no doubt about it. But I just don't think that this team has been able to put runs on the board, and when you can't put runs on the board, I don't give a hoot how good your pitching is. Johnny Cueto or not, you're not going to win.
No, you're 100% right. I don't think that the Giants are going to come back. I'm just saying they have the ability to. Madison Bumgarner, anytime he's on the mound, you got to like your chances, especially in an elimination game. Lowest ERA in elimination games ever in MLB. Matt Moore, I'm not 100% sold on him, but you did go out at the deadline and trade for him. And if you are able to force Game 5, we've seen Johnny Cueto dominate at home, and he held this Cubs lineup in check. And talk about a Cubs lineup that you're talking about the Giants not scoring runs. The Cubs lineup is much better than the Giants, and they were only able to put up the one run. And how many times have we seen it in the playoffs? It comes down to pitching. It always comes down to pitching and timeliness. The Giants, timeliness in terms of hitting is so difficult to quantify. And the Giants have always seemingly been able to do it to piggyback with their stellar pitching. So it's too hard to quantify a thing to say, oh, the Giants should or shouldn't be doing it. I do think the Cubs win the series, though. The Giants, I think, win the game on Monday behind Madison Bumgarner. And I think they lose a close one on Tuesday with Matt Moore.
Okay, but let's talk about the Cubs. I mean, you know, the Cubs have been dogged. They had that one fan sort of screw up with that fly ball, that foul ball a few years ago, that sort of kept them out of the potential of the World Series shot, this and that. They've had hard times in Chicago. I mean, we've talked about this before. Is this the year, Zach?
It really could be. You know, they won over 100 games. They're clearly the best team in the major leagues all season. So, I mean, it definitely could be their year.
And they play in that Matchbox Stadium. You guys should see it, man. I've been there to Wrigley Field. It's a nice little stadium. It's really cool. But I really dug the seats that were on the roof across the street. This was like 10 years ago. There was some seats on – these people had seats on the tops of their apartment buildings, like right next to the ballpark, and they were selling those tickets to people. And I thought those were better seats than any seat in the ballpark. But evidently, they've gotten rid of those seats now because some major league advertiser came in there. Dominic, isn't that the way that went? So those seats are gone?
It was something like that. I think it was also probably the Cubs and MLB stepping in, not wanting people to make money off the team by getting to watch a game. They like to keep the money to themselves there.
This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking sports, smack, comedy, social issues, Donald Trump, you name it. For the next couple of hours, I've got open phone lines all around the world, and I invite you to join me. Guess what, though? If you do and you act like a fool, you will be gangster slapped. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is all about the Cubs and, of course, the Nationals and the Dodgers. Man, game two tomorrow, Zach?
Yeah, game two should, I mean, unless it gets delayed again, should be tomorrow.
Okay, now, is this game in New, this game's on the west, on the East Coast, obviously.
Yeah, it's in Washington, D.C., okay. Right, and then they're going to come back to Dodger Stadium for game three. And Julio Urias has actually been named the starter for game four, which is interesting.
Zach, when's the last time they had a rainout at Chavez Ravine?
I can't even remember.
Exactly. Dominic, you're the guy with the numbers. Tell me, when's the last time there rained on the Chavez Ravine?
Let me go check the Doppler radar. Radar.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Who are we bringing in a couple of minutes? We're covering somebody live from the ballpark, Dominic?
Yeah, Marty Terrell, the mouth of the Midwest, can be heard on Sports Byline USA. He was at the Cubs-Giants game. We'll be talking with him, getting his post-game breakdown.
Fantastic. So Marty will be with us. We're having a good time here. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill, baby. We're grilling sports, comedy issues, of course, little social issues. How can I put this? I've got an attitude tonight. What does that mean? You'll have to find out. hour and 40 minutes ago. This is Johnny Toplin, the Soft Sauce, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2-for-$4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets, TicketsAlways.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
October, baby. World Series, Major League Baseball playoffs, and nobody knows it better than my man Dominic Jimenez. He's got a great guest. We'll talk about Big Time Marty. Of course, Marty's one of our hosts here on Sports Byline. Dom, take it away, and Marty.
All right, we're bringing in Marty Terrell, the mouth of the Midwest, here on the Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Marty can be heard on various platforms across the U.S., across the world, including on Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And Marty joins us from the Windy City, Chicago. He was at the Giants-Cubs game on Saturday night. Marty, how you doing tonight, sir?
Good, Tom. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was there each of the last two nights, and your Giants come home, obviously, on an overnight charter, and they got Bumgarner going Monday, and obviously you know as well as I do that he will be one tough customer on Monday night. But the Cubs are doing it all, guys. The small ball, and they got long balls, of course, out of Baez last night, and then Travis Wood, who, with Hendricks leaving the game with a contusion on his right arm when Pagan hit it back up the box. And all of a sudden, Chicago's got a 2-0 lead, and they're counting it down here in Chicago. 9 more to go to break a 108-year curse of devoid of world championships here in Chicago with the Cubs.
Hey, Marty, you mentioned Travis Wood coming in for Kyle Hendricks after he was hit by the Angel Pagan liner. What was the initial move? Obviously celebration, but how big was it for the Cubs to see Travis Wood come in, finish out the inning, and then hit a home run off of George Contos? Was that a bit of an emotional lift after seeing Kyle Hendricks get hurt and have to be removed from the game?
Yeah, you know, what it did was it took if memory serves, it took a 4-2 game and made it 5-2. I thought when the Giants came back and put those, you know, they got some back-to-back doubles and put up the 2 runs, I thought, you know what, they're in this game. The Cubs' middle relief has been suspect. I mean, that's the one weakness on this team. They're the top defensive team in the league, second only to Colorado in terms of run production. When the Giants got it back to 4-2, I thought they had a puncher's chance here to even the series. And then really take away, you know, home field advantage. And with Madison going on Monday night, I thought the series would really turn at that moment. But you're exactly right, Tom. When Woods hit it out to left field and that thing went into the bleachers, the building rocked like only Wrigley Field can. And you just felt that the 3-run deficit at that point was borderline insurmountable. So, yeah, you're exactly right. That was a big turning point, electrified a crowd that was still a little bit hungover from, the histrionics from the previous night. But absolutely the turning point of the game was, losing Hendricks, who is a viable National League Cy Young Award candidate. He won't get it, but he's in there. I mean, he was the number 2 starter. Jake Arrieta, who last year won the Cy Young and was, you know, just unbelievable. He slated to go Monday night against Bumgarner. He's become the number 3 starter here. Complete turning point of the game, and we may look back when it's all said and done and this series comes to a close. It may be the turnaround of the whole series, no question about it.
You know, you mentioned the bullpen seemingly being an issue for the Cubs all season. I know Hector Rondon, the former closer, has struggled in the setup role since being demoted, but how big of an impact on the bullpen as a whole was bringing in a guy like Aroldis Chapman, who more often than not you can really just feel super confident in going into the ninth inning with a lead?
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting the gun at 104. He keeps batters off balance. He's tough to make contact.
I will go back, though, I'll go back to Friday night. Any other night other than that wind, which was blowing out to start the game, Buster Posey's hit in the ninth would have been a home run in 99 out of 100 games. There's no question about it. And it was weird because the Baez home run, which ultimately stood up as the difference in a 1-0 game, that ball, when it left the bat, looked like it was going to end up out on Waveland Avenue. And it ended up dropping into the bucket there just beyond the ivy. It was just crazy that Buster Posey got a hold of one from Aroldis Chapman and ended up, you know, a double. And then, of course, you know, he died in the vine and 1-0 final. But, Chapman, you know, look, that was a deadline deal. Theo Epstein, you know, if the Cubs pull this off, I mean, it's going to be remarkable. He ended a 100-year-plus curse in Boston, the curse of the Bambino, and then obviously this 108-year drought in Chicago would come to an end if they could win 9 more ball games. Chapman, when it's all said and done, we may look back at this deadline deal as being the key, because Rondon now is lights out in the 8th and Chapman in the 9th. And what's really interesting, it reminds me, guys, of Kansas City 2 years ago when they lost to the Giants. And then last year when Kansas City beat the Mets and won the World Series, that's a 6, you know, when you played Kansas City, you had 18 outs because they had a 7th-inning guy, they had an 8th-inning guy, and they had a 9th-inning guy. So, you know, they got 27 outs, you get 18 against Kansas City. And that's what it feels like, Dom, right now with the Cubs. You might have 24 outs. You probably have only 21 or 22 outs because even though their middle relief is suspect, the back end of that bullpen right now with Chapman is lights out. I mean, it's not Mariano Rivera.
All right, we're speaking with Marty Terrell, the mouth of the Midwest, also a fellow host here on Sports Overnight.
The man, Marty, on
USA Radio Network. Marty, we'll switch focus a little bit to the Giants. It seems like the Giants have had some success in this series, at least a little bit, you know, getting guys at first and second with one out, first and second, two outs, and are seemingly missing that clutch hit. Did you see anything in Saturday night's game that, in your mind, says, you know what, the Giants have some life. I think they can make this a series still, especially with Bumgarner towing the rubber on Monday?
There's no way I'm writing this team off. Are you kidding me? There is absolutely no way. And I don't buy any of this. They won it in 10, 12,
looks like
and,
we
you
may
know,
have
14.
Lost
and now maybe.
Marty Terrell I, there. Hope we can.
No, everything's fine, Dom. Everything's
back?
Fine. Go ahead, Marty. Go ahead. You're all right.
Yeah, you are no, too... what I was saying is there's no way I'm writing off this Giants team. Are you kidding me? With Bumgarner's going to put one in the he'll put one in the win column on Monday night. There's no way.
But Marty, listen, they were the worst team since the All-Star break, and then they make the playoffs. They back their way into the playoffs. They're down 2-0, man. I mean, when are you going to, you know, I understand they're the Giants in the 2010 to 2012 to 2014, and Bruce Bochy's supposedly a genius, you know, when he looks like Step and Fetch It. But the bottom line is they're down, and they're not scoring runs, and you don't score runs, you don't win games. The Giants can't produce.
No, you're exactly right, but they're not going to have to score many on Monday night because Bumgarner will handcuff this tough team. No, I get all that. 30-42 after the break. The numbers are daunting. They're very negative. I get that. I don't write them off. There's just no way. Look at, you know what? If you want to look, no one's talking about this. You look at Friday night's game. Where did they lose that game? Not on the Baez home run. Hernandez led off the game, got on base, got thrown out. They had another guy kicked off at first when Cueto couldn't get the bunt down.
Yeah.
You remember that play when they gunned him out at first? I forgot who was on base. Might have been Pagan. Someone got picked off. Or whoever it was, two guys picked off in Friday night's game. I'm telling you right now, you take those base running blunders away, and they're right in that game. Tonight's a little bit different. You know, I mean, Samardzija had nothing. He had absolutely nothing. He was falling behind hitters. He had Wrigley Field jitters, which surprised me because he's a Chicago area kid, pitched for the Cubs, pitched for the White Sox. Samardzija didn't have it. You write off the Giants. I'll tell you right now, I believe this series will come back, believe it or not. I believe this series will come back to Chicago next Thursday night for Game 5. There's no way, if you have any brains, that you're writing off the Giants. You can't do it.
Okay, Marty. Can
they find a way.
Marty, can you give us your radio schedule here on Sports Byline so everybody can know?
Well, we come on Monday through Thursday. We contribute to Jerry Burke in Sports Overnight America. And once in a while, we get an opportunity during a great time of year, whether it's football or baseball playoffs. We get to talk with you guys on the Saturday night edition. We love it.
Well, Marty, I really appreciate you coming on with us on Saturday night, of course, after the game. But I'm telling you, the Giants are dead. Done. Bury them. That's just it. Here's
okay.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you why, Marty. I'm an ex-fighter, okay? And I believe in momentum.
Yeah, I know.
I believe momentum, Marty. I believe momentum big time. And when you get momentum going, you won two or three or four or five rounds, it's tough to turn it around. Maybe they'll win the one round on Monday night with Bumgarner, but after that, it's all Chicago, baby. This is a historic year, and the Cubs are going to make history.
Well, we'll see. Hey, I'll tell you one other thing before I let you go. Don't write off the Red Sox either. Okay. They'll win tomorrow. They'll win on Monday, and they'll get it back to Cleveland for Game 5.
Marty,
you know,
before
you haven't lost, even though it's a best of five, you haven't lost anything until you lost in your own building. And I don't think the Giants will lose. So
you got a point there, Marty. Anyway, I thank you so much. I want you to come back next week if you can. But Dom, take it away.
All right, yeah, thank you, Marty. We appreciate you joining us here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, and giving us your insight live from Wrigley Field, Chicago. So thank you very much for joining us.
Marty, you be the man. We thank you so much. Thanks for your time. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. I'm not cooking tacos. I'm kicking ass. Straight up, all around America, we have open phone lines, 1-800. Take that back. Around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. After the break, we'll have an interesting segment We'll do some combat sports. Of course, the UFC was off and rocking and rolling in the UK, as well as some professional boxing as well in the last couple of weeks. We need to bring you up to date on that. But the bottom line is we're going to be talking about Donald Trump. I kid you not. And we're looking at Donald Trump from a different perspective. We're going to look at Donald Trump from the perspective of dogs. What am I talking about? Well, the great Keith Olbermann, my hero, without a doubt. ESPN, he got fired from ESPN, fired from MSNBC. He fired from, I think, Fusion TV as well. Bottom line is, he gets fired a lot, but he's the greatest of all time. Keith Olbermann, next, right here on Sports Byline. Johnny Talking to his All-Stars, coming to you live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Here at KFC, the Extra Crispy Tender is the starting quarterback of our $20 Philip. Now available with 12 of those Extra Crispy Tenders. Two large game-winning mashed potatoes with gravy and a top-notch supporting staff of a large coleslaw and four biscuits. It's an unbeatable combination of Kentucky Fried Chicken deliciousness. Perfect for watching football this Sunday. Go your team! KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
A part of one's soul remains unawakened. There is no evidence Donald Trump has ever... Until one has loved an animal, wrote the journalist and author Anatole France, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. There is no evidence Donald Trump has ever loved an animal. If Trump has ever in his life had a pet, wrote Gail Collins of the New York Times, his campaign doesn't know about it. There's some question, in fact, about whether he's ever even had an animal friend. In fact, none of the books about Trump, including his own, seem to refer to a pet dog. The co-author or ghostwriter of The Art of the Deal, Tony Schwartz, told me he has never heard Trump reference a pet as adult or child. Google it, fact-check it, do a Nexus Lexus search on it, you come up blank, save for an apocryphal story about him tweeting, asking for prayers for a Labrador named Spinny. There were no tweets, no entreaties, and for all we can determine, no Spinny. A man running to lead a nation of 324 million people, and while we're at it, 78 million dogs, is to believe he has never had a dog. Never had a dog. But it's worse than just that, isn't it? July 2015, I hear that Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd will be fired like a dog. October 2015, wow, great news. I hear Eric Erickson of Red State was fired like a dog. December, Glenn Beck got fired like a dog. This January, union leader refuses to comment as to why they were kicked out of the ABC News debate like a dog. 12 days later, Brent Bazell, one of the National Review lightweights, came to my office begging for money like a dog. Huh? When was the last time you saw a dog begging for money in an office? February. While it was Ted Cruz, disloyal to his very capable director of communication, he used him as a scapegoat, fired like a dog. March, Eric Erickson again, got fired like a dog from Red State. 11 days after that, David Gregory got thrown off TV by NBC, fired like a dog. June, Mitt Romney had his chance to beat a failed president, but he choked like a dog. Huh? What the hell's wrong with this guy? Fired like a dog? Have you ever fired a dog? He's also said that Egyptian President Mubarak was dropped like a dog, that Reverend Wright was dumped like a dog, that Mark Cuban was thrown off television like a dog, that Kristen Stewart cheated on Robert Pattinson like a dog. And worst of all, he said that during a Republican debate, he saw Senator Marco Rubio sweating like a dog. Dogs don't sweat. I mean, in theory, they could get fired or cheat on or beg for money or get dropped, dumped, kicked off, thrown off television, but they physically can't sweat. Donald Trump has no understanding of this. No evidence he's ever had a dog. No evidence he understands even the kinds of basics that people who don't have dogs still know about dogs. What the hell? Is he from Mars? Look, until 4 years ago last week, I had never had a dog. Allergies as a kid, never at home as an adult, never thought myself mature enough to assume the responsibility. And then it happened. And it didn't change me much. I only got one more dog and got two other dogs from my girlfriend's parents and started working with a rescue shelter for injured and sick dogs and started giving out dog books for Christmas and saw that most of human behavior was easily explained by watching dogs and called all my dog world friends from before I was blessed and asked, why didn't you tell me? And I realized that dogs explain enough of the meaning of life that you don't need to know any of the other possible meanings of life. No biggie. I was just born again. And Donald Trump, no dog, as Anatole France said, part of his soul unawakened. Even so, this was still just philosophy. And then the Trump campaign put out, and almost as quickly pulled back, a proposal to eliminate what it called the FDA food police, citing as one of its supposed government overreaches that it, quote, even dictates the nutritional content of dog food. Well, it does dictate the nutritional content of dog food. It dictates the nutritional content of dog food so the dog food does not kill the dogs. As the Daily Beast reported, in the last year, 11 of the 23 FDA pet food recalls were to remove poisoned pet food from shelves to save dogs' lives. And Donald Trump, who tweets, fired like a dog, cheated on like a dog, begged for money like a dog, and all the other insults as his go-to insult, as if being a dog were somehow a bad thing. Donald Trump has given a hint that if elected, he would protect a businessman's right to poison dogs. Maybe your dogs, maybe mine, maybe any of the other 78 million because, you know, profits. Hey, Don, f*** you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
October 17th through the 21st, Puerto Rico, the Caribbean Hilton Hotel. That's where I'll be hanging out. That's right, beachside, baby. I'll be signing those autographs, taking pictures with people. No, not really. I'm not going out. I'm going to Puerto Rico. I'm not leaving the hotel. I'm just not leaving. I'm scared to death. They tell me they have a big mosquito net around the hotel or something like that. How do they get a mosquito net over the hotel? I have no idea, but I'm paranoid about Zika. Of course, Zika,
The only time in the history of mankind when a little head is a bad thing. Now, we go from a little head to the UFC, of course. Zach Attack Young, UFC. UFC, was it 204? Is this Michael Bisping and Dan Henderson in the main event? Was that 204?
Yes, sir. You're correct. UFC 204 from Manchester Arena in Manchester, England.
And they did it at 4. They conned those clowns into watching a fight at 4 o'clock in the morning. What a bunch of goofs.
I can't believe that. I mean, I thought, if anything, I thought this would be like a fight pass card, but it ended up being an exciting main event.
Okay, so tell me about the main. Of course, the champion retained his title, a decision across the board, 48-47, which means 3-2. Bring me through it, Zach.
Well, two of the judges scored it 3-2. One judge actually scored it 4-1 for Bisping, which was kind of criminal considering that Dan Henderson got a knockdown in the first and second rounds. So, you know, it's like, I thought that 48-47 Bisping was fair. It was an exciting fight. Bisping almost got knocked out by the H-bomb again in the first round, which would have been a repeat of the first fight. So, I mean, all in all, it was an exciting fight. And, I mean, even though it wasn't necessarily the most necessary fight in the world, it ended up being good for the fans.
So how many brain cells were on the floor after Dan Henderson finished his fight? Because after that fight with Mauricio Shogun Rua, I thought it was all over. Zach, you were watching that fight on TV and saw me turning my face away from I couldn't watch. I was in the front row seats and I'm turning my face. It was like too brutal.
That was one of the most brutal fights in UFC history, and this fight was brutal too. So this was
But what does that say about Michael? I'm sorry to cut you off there, Zach. But what does it say about Michael Bisping as being the champ, the world middleweight champion, when he's got a 49-year-old guy that's older than God, that's older than dirt, that was at the First Supper and that kind of good stuff, and he takes him the distance and almost beats him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I never really was completely sold on Michael Bisping being the champ for a long period of time, but this kind of solidifies that. I mean, Henderson was coming off the one knockout win against Hector Lombard, who's been knocked out a couple times, so it wasn't really...
Hector Lombard got gangster slapped by Hector Camacho Jr. Remember that about a year and a half ago there? And then he tried to do that dojo stuff on Hector Camacho Jr. And Camacho Jr. is not a very dedicated athlete. Beat the tar out of him, man. And Hector Lombard is built like Atlas.
He is. And I mean, that was definitely not a highlight of Hector Lombard's martial arts career right there.
No, but of course, he's a former Bellator champion. He's been caught on steroids, all that kind of good stuff. So, as far as Bisping is concerned, of course, they call him the count over here, but over there they call him the count, and they take the zero, I mean the O, out of the word count, so I can't say that on American radio, but I could say on British television, that's a little crazy. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know what I'm trying to say if you can spell. Michael Bisping, still the world middleweight champion of the UFC. Zach, what's next for him?
Well, I think, you know, he's probably going to take on someone like Yoel Romero next. I mean, they might have him fight Luke Rockhold again, Chris Weidman, the usual guys who, to his credit, he called them all out after the fight. And I'm glad that you brought up steroids, because one of your favorite fighters, Vitor Belfort, was in action tonight.
I'm Vitor without the steroids. And hold on, let's get Vitor on steroids. I'm a tough SOB, baby.
But without the steroids, I'm not much. So tell me, what happened in Manchester to Vitor?
Well, Gegard Mousasi got a TKO over Vitor Belfort.
As I predicted.
Yes, you did predict that. And I thought that would happen as well. I mean, this is not the same Vitor Belfort. And it only took him 2:43 into the second round.
Well, anytime he's not taking Flintstone vitamins, wink, wink, anabolic steroids, that kind of stuff, I mean, he's not Vitor. I mean, he hasn't been Vitor. The Phenom was circa 2002, 2003. That's 13 years ago, Zach.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he hasn't looked good in the last couple fights.
Well, they don't let him take the steroids anymore. And you know why Michael Bisping's getting all this play, don't you? Because he's Dana White's right hand. Him and Dana, like, you know, they're shacking up almost. I mean, they're really cold, close partners. So when Dana put that fight together with Vitor Belfort and Michael Bisping got the tar knocked out of him by a guy on steroids, and he was on legal steroids for that, those recommended steroids, you know, when you've abused your body and you're taking steroids and your body no longer produces enough testosterone to get your limp member together. The bottom line is you've got to take steroids because you took steroids in the past. Now that's illegal. Vitor Belfort is a shadow's former self. Let's move on. He's done. Scratch him from the list. We don't have to talk him anymore unless he's like a stepping stone. That's what he's basically a stepping stone, a Brazilian stepping stone at 185. What else happened on the card, Zach?
Well, in a bit of an upset, I mean, the English fans will be happy because their guy Jimmy Manua knocked out Ovin St. Preux, who took John Jones 5 rounds. He knocked him out in the second round. Time was 2:38. So impressive win for Manua, who I've always been pretty impressed by. I think his striking is quite nice.
Another tall guy was on the card, Stefan Struve. Now, he fought a guy, Zach, and I'm going to ask you to say his last name.
Let's see, Omielen Kzik.
Listen, you know what? That's got to be the worst thing in the world for these ring announcers. I've done it. I've traveled around the world, you know, and you go to different foreign countries. I just went to China and places like that, so the names weren't that tough, man. But if I had to go to Russia and say these names, Zach, I'd be done. I don't think I could. I'd be practicing my entire time. Anyway, what else has happened? Any chicks on this card?
No, actually, this card didn't have any female fights on it. We had Aiyah Alcantara beat Brad Pickett by a submission with a triangle choke in the first round. And that's really kind of it in terms of the names. There weren't a lot of it was a bit of a top-heavy card with Stefan Struve, as you mentioned, he got the win. He got the Brabo choke in the second round. And, I mean, a decent win for him, but he's a guy who's had a lot of heart issues, so we don't really know how long he's going to be able to continue.
Long he's going to be alive. I mean, that's basically when they start messing around with your heart and you're an athlete, you've got cardio doctors telling you maybe you shouldn't be fighting anymore, that kind of good stuff. I don't think your time on this planet is that long.
Right, and he's a 7-foot guy. You don't see a lot of 7-foot fighters, and maybe there's a reason for that.
Well, no, the reason is 7-foot guys don't live very long, Zach. They just don't, man. I mean, Andre the Giant, he died young. He died young. A lot of these guys, Will Chamberlain didn't make it that long, didn't make C70. Of course, he was 7 foot. Yeah, Zach, before I let you go, you really think he banged 10,000 chicks?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, L.A. is full of women.
Wilt Chamberlain, folks. He was 7'1". He was an African-American player of the 60s and 70s, considered one of the greatest basketball players of all time, and he was a stud. Bottom line is, this has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, our fabulous get-together, the 29th annual WBO convention, going on October 17th to the 21st at the Caribbean Hotel, lovely San Juan, Puerto Rico. For more news on the WBO, go to WBOboxing.com. This is Sports Byline, and I am Johnny Taco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Check it, Brick House, baby. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with some NCAA football scores today. Holy cow, of course. Washington State whooped all over Stanford, and they're whooping on Stanford as we speak, 42-10. Texas kind of came up short to number 20, Oklahoma, 45-20. Of course, the Ohio State, well, the Buckeyes, man, they just keep on winning. Undefeated this season, just rolled over Indiana today, 38-70. Of course, they ranked number 2. Alabama, number 1 ranked Alabama, 40-36 winners over number 16th ranked Arkansas. Bottom line is college football is hot and happening, of course. Man, this is like the prime time. This is when you're really going to see the good teams rise to the top. And guess what, folks? This is the time that you bet college football. You're not going to make money betting the NFL unless you're me. Outside of me and my guys here, Johnny Taco's All-Stars, people do not bet money, do not make money betting the NFL. The NFL will beat you time in and time out consistently. Just like the great Sid Tenner, that bookie from Sacramento, California, said, Pedro, you bring me $100,000 on the NFL, I don't care, I'll take it. You bring me $100,000 on college football, I'm looking at it real close. Because the bottom line is college football is a winnable game. That is worth gambling on. And my bottom line is right now college football is hot and rolling. Ohio State's going, of course. Alabama, number 1 this year. Will they ever be beaten? Bottom line is, well, number 2, Ohio State, of course. The coach, he's got it together. We'll have Coach John Johnson on next week talking Ohio State football. So we're happy with the Buckeyes. Got the good reports of the Buckeyes here. But Bama, can anybody beat Bama? Bama, of course, gave up 30 points today. But so what? They scored 40. Bottom line is, number 1 team in all of college football. My All-Stars, I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez, and of course, the great Zach Attack Young will join me for hour number 2. I hope you join me as well. Charles J will be here. We've got we'll bring in Jim Tomsula, the former 49er coach. Have some fun with him. Him and his speech coach. We'll interview him and his speech coach. And maybe we'll have some time for some John Oliver. So the bottom line is we'll have some sports and some fun in hour number 2. Stick around. We've got open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live. From the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline.